弟兄姊妹早，很高兴早上能与大家一起。那今天不论周围的环境如何，我们很感谢神，我们能在一起。今天我们所要讲到的是神拯救的工作。
And you know, I think as I've grown over the last 40 years as someone who is a follower of Jesus, hopefully you're this way too. I think I understand more now about God's saving work.
我也是在40年的服事跟从主的当中，我觉得说我开始更加认识神拯救的工作。
Yeah, and I think it's bigger than what I used to think when I was first led to Christ.
我认识到这比我刚刚被救恩要。
Yeah, how many of you are familiar with this text that we're looking at today? And I mean, in particular, verses 8 and 9.
今天要读的经文，我们弟兄姊妹当中有多少你是熟悉的？特别是第七节、第九节。
Yeah, the fact that Jesus, who was fully God but also fully man, learned obedience.
我们的主他是完全的神，又是完全的人，但他仍然功课。
And he learned it through all of the hardships and the sufferings that he had to go through, just like in our lives, we learn a lot of lessons through our suffering and hardships.
他来学这样顺服的功课是要在许多的苦难当中来学，就像我们今天所经历的那样。
And he became the source, and this is interesting, Jesus through all of that became the source of eternal salvation.
他就为那凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
But then the writer of Hebrews adds this one phrase at the end, he says, to all who obey him.
这永久得救的根源，希伯来书上加上说，是为着那凡顺从的人。
Yeah, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
I wasn't encouraged to think in these ways when I was a young believer 40 years ago. No one added that, all who obey him. They just say this prayer and, you know, you're okay, you know.
当我自己40年前信主的时候，没有人来鼓励我说要注意这里的话，没有人告诉我要顺服，只是说就是祷告信主。
And it's kind of complicated because, you know, we all, if we belong to different churches with different church families, different church traditions, you know, we have different ways we like to think about God's saving work. We have formulas that we draft. And so sometimes we can only see one view, one perspective.
这个事情会变得复杂，因为我们属于不同的宗派，我们去不同的，可能不完全的一样。
So we're going to see that, maybe you're thinking, well, this is just one verse, you know, the New Testament is pretty big, and so I don't think you'll see this kind of expression used very often, but I was surprised when I did my study on this, and I thought, wow, this keeps appearing, this theme about all who obey just keeps reappearing again and again.
如果你觉得说刚才你读的不过是新约那么多圣经当中只不过是一节而已，但是当我去查考的时候，我很惊讶，这个是在圣经中一个频繁出现的主题。
Okay, I'm learning how to use this. Okay, so here's an example. I'm just going to give you a number of examples today, soHopefully, as you look at this, I hope you'll be open to considering a fuller understanding of the gospel and how we respond to it.
今天我就为大家举一些例子，盼望经过今天以后，我们能够对救恩有一个更加全备的认识。
We find it here in the book of 1 Peter. God's elect, he's writing then, obviously, to believers, he's writing to Christians. He says, God's elect, that's who we are, chosen ones, exiles, scattered, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, and here it is, to be obedient to Jesus Christ.
彼得前书一章一节，彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、皮推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Now I think we don't, you know, to be chosen by God is, you know, is a pretty deep theological theme that we see, and we don't always understand it. But here Peter is saying we're chosen to be obedient. I just think that's interesting. We were chosen, God's intent, to be obedient and to be sprinkled with His blood. And just another way of saying chosen to be set apart to God.
很多人把拣选看作一个高深的神学主题，但是很有趣，彼得在这里所说的蒙拣选，乃是蒙拣选以致顺服。
Chosen to be obedient unto Jesus Christ.
被拣选以致顺服耶稣基督。
I wonder how do you self-identify? Do we think that in our heart? I'm chosen to be obedient to Jesus Christ, who is Lord.
我不知道你自己，我们在自己的心中是怎样来认同这句话，我们是被拣选顺服耶稣基督的吗？
I mean, you can be honest with yourself. Do you see yourself that way? I'm chosen by God. Everybody would probably say amen. Yeah, but chosen to be obedient to Jesus Christ. That means everything changes, right?
我们要问一下，我们在心里是不是真的诚实？我们心里是不是真的这样想？我们蒙拣选是要来顺服耶稣基督。
So our job today is let's look at that thread. We might call it a motif. Think about obedience and how it relates to God's saving work in our lives.
今天我们所要来看的就是这样的一个教导，就是看我们这个顺服与神的救恩关系究竟如何。
Are the apostles who contributed to the New Testament, are they saying that we have to obey to be saved?
这些使徒的教导是不是说我们必须顺服才能得救？
And the best way for me to answer that is, well, maybe it's a little fuller and more nuanced than we were first led to believe.
对此我要说其实神的救恩比我们所认识的要更加细致。
So let's look at a few more texts that have this motif.
让我们再读一些的经节。
Jesus asked those who on occasions would gather around him, listen to his word, not necessarily follow him, and he said this to them.
当那些主周围有许多的人的时候，主对他们这样说。
And I just, this is one of those verses that will wake you up in the middle of the night, you know. It's just, why do you call me Lord? Lord, and do not do what I say.
也许这样的话会叫我们在午夜惊醒。主说，你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Right? So he says, you call me Lord, but you don't live that way, right?
你称我为主，但你活的却不是照那样活。
What I've come to see and what I've come to understand after just a long time of trying to read and study the Bible through is that when the gospel, as we read the New Testament, when we proclaim the gospel, when we faithfully share the gospel, God will always use it to call people to a response of not only faith, but obedience.
当我们认真读神的话语，查考神的话语，传扬神的福音，我们就会发现说神的呼召不仅仅是要我们信而已，这个呼召总是要我们有一个顺服的回应。
Thank you. Yeah, I just wonder if I don't think when I shared the gospel, and this is like 35, 40 years ago, I only just tried to get them to say they believe. But I never talked about this aspect of, well, a response to God after you hear the gospel. I'm presuming that we know how to share the fullness of the gospel is that we not only trust in Him, but we also submit our lives to Him.
我记得自己35、40年前传福音的时候，我没有这样去传，我只是告诉别人信就好了。但实际上我们真正回想，就知道说我们所传的全辈的福音，不仅仅是要信，我们需要有一个顺服的回应。
Yeah, So Paul said, now brothers and sisters, you know this text. This is the one text that I think all of us probably know better than any other when we want to understand the core of the gospel. We go to this letter here, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and in several verses we see the gospel summarized for us.
我们都非常熟悉哥林多前书15章，那里因为为我们对福音做了一个总结。
And if you can see it and read in English, okay, I invite you to read it with me now. Now, brothers and sisters, you go ahead and say, 跟我念, huh? Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。Yeah,
what do you guys like those if when you see a clause like that in English? By this gospel, you are saved. And then he goes on to say, if. Oh, man. If.
这里英文有一个如果。
Yeah. So the gospel is something that we hear it, we receive it, and then we are called to take a stand on this gospel.
我们领受了这福音，但是有一个呼召，就是要我们站立得住。
It doesn't sound like something passing that was in the one ear and out the other ear. It's something that impacts us at a much deeper level.
它不仅是好像叫我们一耳进一耳出，而是对我们有一个很深的影响。
Right? And so much so that we find that we plant our feet and we take our stand on this gospel, this transforming, life-altering gospel.
好像说我们是要去竭力的，我们要用自己的脚能够站立得住，为了这个福音。Yeah.
Now I want you to. I know that many times in North America, I don't know about, you know, if you come from China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, or whatever. But when you see this in English, it says this gospel saves. By this gospel, you are saved. Now let me just say one thing. That just doesn't mean. Long ago, that happened one moment in time. It's bigger than that. He's saying something here. If your mind is open to it, it's not just I said a prayer. I was saved. Now let me get on with my life. He's saying this gospel is much bigger. This gospel, by this gospel, you are present tense saved.
我不知道你的背景是怎么样。你们从大陆台湾所来的，当你们听见福音的时候是怎样？但是让我们一同来。 思考这节经文，它比我们所想象的要大得多。这里不仅是说听见福音就信了，而是说到要站立得住。So
Paul seems to actually present two possible outcomes when we encounter the gospel of Christ.
那好像说我们当我们听见福音会产生两种的结果。Those
who receive the gospel in such a manner that they have taken a firm hold of the gospel, or we might say the gospel has taken a firm hold of them to the point that they continue to stand on this gospel message.
有一种人，当他们领受这福音的时候，他们是能够持守得住的，他们是能够站立得住的。
I think what it indicates is it's not just something that happened once in time and then we forgot all about it. It wasn't just some kind of passing emotional encounter with the message. It was more than that.
对于我们来说，这不仅是过去，好像我们听见福音在情感里有一些反应，然后那就成为一切都成为过去了。But
it also, if you're logical, opens up the possibility of another kind of response.
从逻辑上来看，你就看见这节经文告诉我们还有一种可能。
Those who have not really heard or received the gospel in a way that they have taken a hold of the message, or the message has taken a hold of them, and they believe, but it was just kind of an empty belief, believing in vain.
还有一种可能就是当人好像听见领受这福音，但是他们却没有去持守。这里就说到有一个突然相信。
Right. So they believed, but it was believing kind of in a hollow way, not substantive. It was in one ear and out the other ear, kind of.
好像是听见了，但是又从另一个耳朵出去了，好像这个信乃是突然的。
Yeah. Paul indicates the gospel is something that we as recipients of the gospel are not only to believe it, but that we're to lean on it, that we're to stand on it. It suddenly, our orientation to life is completely altered.
那保罗所说的福音，当我们领受的时候，是我们要来倚靠的，是要我们站在那个根基上面的。
And we see this thread even in verses that we all probably memorized years ago. This verse that Peter preached comes to mind, Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
下一节是我们非常熟悉可能会背的使徒行传四章十二节。
He says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to humanity, mankind, by which we must be saved.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Now this is one of those verses I think that it's clearer in the Chinese.
我觉得说这节圣经在中文里非常的清楚。
There's no perfect translation in either English or Portuguese or Chinese, but this is one of those verses where I think it just comes out more fully in the 和合本。
虽然任何的翻译都不会完美的，但是我觉得这一节在和合本中。翻译得非常好。
Read it with me, would you? 除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着 what? 靠着得救。There's no one else that we can actually come to God except the one that we lean to, stand on.Like Jesus, the cornerstone. And so, 我们靠着得救。This is active. Active is not just a one point in the past where you said a momentary prayer. It's the people who receive this message of the gospel in such a manner that they lean differently now.
所以信不仅是许多年前一个感情上的冲动所做的一个表示，而是说我们真的倚靠在他上面，站立在他上面，是一个非常主动的行动。
Right, and so we see this, you know, there's two different ways to respond to the gospel.
我们看见对福音的这两种不同的回应。
Right, so I want to get back to this thing where we think about, okay, it's not just faith, but there's this leaning of our entire lives on this gospel message, which is actually a message all about Jesus.
所以我们不仅是相信我们整个生活的重心都倚靠在这福音的上面。
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm probably not doing very good on the...
Actually, you point to the other direction, not point to the...
Yeah, point right up here, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, it reminds me, as I think about this theme, it reminds me of things that we see all the way through the Gospels. And this one came to mind from, I don't know if you guys know about the parable of the sower.
当我想到福音的信息的时候，这节圣经就来到我的心中。你应该很熟悉那个撒种的比喻。
And do you remember that parable? There's four different kinds of soil.
你记得那个比喻当中有四种不同的地土。
And this is really interesting. I love this parable because the four different kinds of soil represent four different kinds of hearts that are interacting with the seed of the Word of God.
那四种的土就代表四种的人四种的心，他们对神的话语有四种不同的回应。
And Jesus makes it really clear that not everybody receives or encounters the gospel in the same way.
耶稣说得很清楚，不是所有人接受遇到神的话语的时候反应都是一样的。
And so that's really, I think, the perfect illustration of what we're seeing here this morning about how we react or interact with the gospel word that saves.
这就很完美的解释我们今天早上所要讲的人如何的来回应或者说响应神的福音。
This verse here came to my mind. You know, this is ideal. The seed on good soil is representing those with a noble and good heart.Who hear the word, who retain the same gospel word, and by persevering, they produce a crop.
落在豪土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着节食。
There's certain words that ought to jump out at us as we look and consider this verse here. For me, I hear the word a good heart that retains this gospel word and holds on to it, persevering.
当我们读这样的话语的时候，有些的词应该在我们心中跳出来。像我读的时候，这些词就跳出来说，持守在诚实善良的心里。
Right. So I think that as we look at this,This thing is so temperamental, isn't it? Okay. That we can understand for, I think all of us have experienced, most of us probably have been trying to follow Christ long enough where we know that, you know, we've seen people who seem to profess Christ and then, you know, it wasn't very long after that where they disappeared. You never heard from them again. You never saw them again. If you tried to engage them in any kind of conversation about that decision they seemed to make,It was kind of meaningless to them.
我们也许会遇到这样的，
听不到声音。
人一时接受了主，但是呢，之后过后好像不久就看不见他们了。好像他们的决定是不相干的。
Yeah, it's almost like whatever was there, that gospel seed didn't remain, and it's like it was snatched away from them.
好像那个种子或者长出来的苗被拔掉了。
Have you ever encountered someone like that?
你是不是遇到过这样的人呢？
I mean, both in the East and the West, I encountered a lot of people that way.
在东方西方我都遇到过很多这样的。
And I think it even happens in a meeting like this where people will respond to this saving word in a different way, even this morning.
就像今天早上我们大家对神拯救的话语反应也会各不相同。
I know when I allow God really to work in my life, I receive the word in different ways on different occasions. It kind of depends on the condition of my heart.
我知道就我个人来说也是在我不同的时间啊，当我心里的光景不一样的时候，我领受神的话语也不一样。
So we cannot ignore the fact that sometimes when that gospel seed is planted and sown, 我们撒种 right? That when we sow that seed, that it doesn't always land on the ideal soil of the heart.
我们不能忽略说，有的时候这个种子不是撒在最理想的土上。
And so I believe that explains why we see such a big change, a big difference in those individuals who are interacting with the gospel word.
所以我们就看到不同的人对神的话语那个回应会。
Yeah. So we see that so well illustrated in the parable of the soils, which is both in Luke 8 and in Mark chapter 4.
我们在路加福音第八章和马可福音都看见这一点。
Yeah.How about you? When you hear that word that continues to save you and I, do you have the feeling that word continues to work in you, still saving you?
当我们听见神的话语的时候，你有没有真实的感受到那个话语仍然正在你的心中拯救你？
Yeah. I have a responsibility, and so do you if you're a follower of Christ, to communicate that gospel faithfully.
我和你们一样，我们作为信徒，我们有一个责任，就是要与神那个拯救的工作要交通。
And I expect God to use me and other people that I serve with to communicate and proclaim it in a way that calls for a response of faith and obedience.
我觉得神给我的托付，还有与我同工的，就是要在这里交通神向我们所呼召的。乃是信而顺从。
Now the Greek word behind the word we see in the English Bible, believe or trust, is pistis. Maybe you've heard of this word before.
你可能听过这个希腊文，说到我们这个信乃是 pistis。
If you do a study in the New Testament, you'll see this word pistis appear again and again many times.
如果你研读新约的话，你会发现这个词重复的非常多。
But it means more than just believe.
但那个它的含义比信更多。
It even means more than putting your trust in the gospel.
那不只是说你就 信靠这个福音。
If you study it and take it all the way through all the appearances, you'll see sometimes it seems to mean belief more, other times it means trust more, sometimes it means to give your loyalty or your allegiance to the Lord.
你会看见说有的时候他说到信的更多，有的时候说到这个信任信靠，但是更多的时候好像是与他联合，要顺服他。
Now nobody told me that long time ago. Nobody explained that sometimes the clear meaning of a particular verse is much more about giving my loyalty or my allegiance to Jesus who is Lord.
很多年前没有人像我这样的解释，这个信里面包括我们要信实要忠诚要与主联合。
Of course that implies that when I encounter that gospel,What's my response to it? Is it a readiness to submit to Jesus? To submit to His Word?
所以当我们听见福音的时候，我们心中回应究竟是如何？我们是不是真正准备好是要向主降服呢？
Do you think of the gospel in those terms that when I hear this message, I am to submit to it with my... Actually, it's kind of like the vow we...You know, the wedding that we take. You don't just say, well, I just hope me and this woman here, we're going to do our best. And, you know, I can't say that we're going to stick together. But you know, we're going to get married today. And no, it's such a momentous occasion that we give each other a vow, a promise, a pledge.
就某种程度上这个回应乃是一种誓言，就像我们结婚的时候我们是不是站在一起就说好，这个男人和女人，是的，我们就来尝试一下，看看能走多远。我们是这样一种心态呢，还是说我们站在一起是一个承诺，是一个誓言，我们是一个婚姻的联合？
Now, if you have that understanding, then when you share the gospel, it's going to be a different kind of encounter.
当你的认识是这样的时候，你所传的福音也就会不一样。
Are you ready to pledge your allegiance?Not to the flag of the United States of America. Are you ready to pledge your allegiance to the one who is Lord over all?
如果你加入美国国籍的时候，你在国旗下面的宣誓说你是忠诚于这面旗帜，你有这样的经验？那当你接受福音的时候，有没有同样的体验？我们是要忠于我们的主。
We're not talking about perfection. This is not the spirit of the New Testament. God knows that no one performs flawlessly without error. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about an orientation that I enter this relationship with God and I pledge my loyalty to Him.
完美无缺，我们知道没有一个人是完全的。我们乃是说，当我们进入这种关系的时候，你的心是不是真的忠于这个关系？
Now, it doesn't help when we give kind of a shallow version of the gospel and just say, this prayer and just believe and hey, you're saved. It doesn't help. It only complicates things when we present that kind of truncated gospel.
如果我们有这样的认识，我们就不会传一个浅薄的福音，就是做一个祷告，你就得救了。
So first of all, we have to have a good grasp of what is the gospel.
所以我们首先要真正的认识福音是什么。
Well, the gospel is actually about a person. It's about Jesus the Christ. You could say the gospel is Jesus the Christ.
福音乃是一个人啊，福音乃是耶稣基督，你可以这样来说。
And I've heard some teachers explain that if you had to put it in one phrase, you can communicate the whole gospel by saying Jesus is Lord.
有人说，如果你要用最简单的最简短的一句话来说到福音，就是耶稣是主。
Amen. Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
Yeah.
这里面有许多的内涵。
Yeah. And so we see that in that summary that we talked about in 1 Corinthians. It's acknowledging before God, Christ died for us, was buried, and was raised again on the third day. It's all about Jesus.
我们所熟悉。灵前十五章那里所说的，照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，埋葬了，就照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
So what you'll find if you study it all the way through the New Testament, it's not about all the things we like to talk about when we're sharing the gospel with people about, well, you're going to have forgiveness of sins and you'll have eternal life, and we just keep talking about us. But really, the gospel first and foremost is all about Christ.
不像我们所熟悉的，我们所传的福音的时候是以我们自己做中心的，如果你做这个你就会得那个，而是说主自己是怎样的。
Once you become alert and awake to this motif that we find all the way through the New Testament, you'll see it appearing everywhere in the writing of the apostles.
如果你醒悟过来，你就会发现说，这样的神，这样的话语充满在整个的新约。
And to just in the interest of time, I have it here in English. Let's read it together in Chinese. This is from the book of James, chapter 1.
因为时间的关系我们就直接读中文，我把英文的打出来了。雅各书一章，
所以你们要脱去
一切
的
污
秽
和
淫
欲
的
邪
恶，存温柔的心，领受
那所栽种的道，
就是能
救
你
们
灵
魂
的道。只是
你
们
要
行
道，
不要
单
单听
到，
自己欺哄
自
己，因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见
走
后
随
即忘了
他的相貌
如
何，
唯
有
详细
查看
那
全
备使人
自由
之
律
法
的，
并且
时常
如
此，
这人岂不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，
就
在他
所
行
的
事
上必然得福。
Yeah, this word has the power, this gospel word has the power to continue to save you and I.
这福音的话语乃是有大能的，它要不断拯救我们。
Yeah, I mean, I just love it. It gives freedom, it alters, it transforms our life. We just need to continue in it, right? Just keep walking in that word.
这些话语它要释放我们，要给我们能力，要拯救我们。
Yeah, there's that picture that this seed is so powerful, so it seems so small, it seems so insignificant, but when planted in the human heart, it alters everything if the soil is prepared.
这种子看起来是那么不起眼，但是神若真的把我们种在我们的心中，若真是在好土里面，它能够结实。
I never ask people anymore, are you saved? As if I'm setting them up for some kind of understanding about some prayer they said in the past. I think a better way to talk with one another is, hey, how are we responding to the saving word that God keeps sowing in our lives? How are we responding to that word that saves, present tense?
所以我常常问人的时候不是这样问你有没有得救，免得有人以为是说很久以前你有没有做过一个祷告。我所要问的乃是说你是怎样持守与救主之间那个活的关系。
It reminded me as I put this message together about when Jesus encountered that woman. I don't know if you remember this. One day a woman came up to Jesus and she said, Oh, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you.
我不知道你记不记得有一次耶稣在众人当中有一个女人大声说，怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。
Yeah, and Jesus said, well, yes, but blessed really are those who hear the word of God and what? And obey it. There it is again.
但是耶稣说是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
Yeah, Jesus didn't argue with her. I just think that's interesting, you know. He just said, yeah, okay, yeah, Mary's blessed, but even more blessed are those who encounter this word, actually hear the word, and then respond in obedience.
耶稣没有反对说那怀胎乳养的有福了，但是耶稣强调说更加有福的乃是那遵守的人。
So, are you willing to think in those terms? Hey, this is the word that I'm hearing today. Later today, probably I'll go home.And no matter what happens to the Chiefs game, you know, it's just a game. I mean, everybody wants them to win. But no matter what happens, win or lose, I'll still at the end of the day, that won't be that significant. Really, it won't. I'll go back to the Bible like I do every day, and I'll try to listen to the voice of God. And I'm sorry, I'm talking too long. But I'll go back and listen to that, and that word can still save me.
所以这给大家一个挑战，就是我们今天领受了这个话语，我们回到家中，今天下午也许这个球队的比赛不管它有多重要其实这些都会成为过去，尽管 我们也是都希望他赢，但是这一切都会过去。当这一切过去之后，在我们心中所存留的，我们是不是真的还愿意照着主的话来行事为人？
He has given us the word that continues to save us.
他所给我们的话是要不断的拯救我们。
God's saving work is holistic. How could it be anything less?
神的话，神拯救的工作也是完备的。
So if we really want to be correct, it's the God who has saved us, is saving us, and will save us.
如果我们要准确的话，神曾经拯救我们，他正在拯救我们，他也将要拯救我们。
That's why you think, you know, you read and you see verses like this from James. It says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but no change, no deeds? Can such a faith?" That kind of faith save them? Faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead.
就像雅各所说，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
So there's a living faith, and there's a dead faith, right?
信心有活的，也有死的。
Nobody is impressed, you know,If he calls himself, or she or he calls himself a believer, but there's been no change in their life, it's like, please, just sit down and close your mouth. Because, you know, you expect some kind of evidence that there's a God's saving presence in a person's life.
如果我们说自己是信的，但是我们的生活却没有改变，那我们就当坐下闭口不言，因为那个就没有产生任何的作用。
Is this faith that you and I profess, is it a living faith or is it dead?
我们所宣告的信心是一个活的信心还是一个死的信心？
Now, don't get mad at me. This is James talking. This is the way that he expresses it. Is it living? Is it true? Is it alive? Or is it dead? Is it just all talk?
不要对我不高兴，因为这不是我讲的，这是雅各讲的。
Right? Yeah, so we're actually created for this purpose, recreated in Christ,for this kind of new life that is represented by good deeds, good works.
我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
In other words, you don't work to be saved. It's if you are experiencing God's saving presence, God's saving work in your life, you will work, you will serve, there will be change.
所以我们不是靠我们做工来得救，但是我们如果得救了，我们一定会做工。
There's a dead faith, and which is rather empty. It's kind of an empty profession, and we see far too much of it today.
我们知道说，死的信心乃是空口承认。
You find this thread in the book of Hebrews here, where the writer of Hebrews is talking about the problem of the former generation, the wilderness generation, and how they responded to God's word.
因为希伯来书里面讲到说，那个旷野的那一代，他们是怎样来回应的
？Yeah, and he says here in chapter 4, he says we also have the good news proclaimed to us, almost like he's implying this saving word was going out to our ancestors when they were struggling and going through the wilderness, and he says that same good news is being proclaimed to us just as it was proclaimed.To them. He says, we also have had the good news proclaimed to us. The also implies that they also received. They were the recipients of God's saving word.
因为有福音传给我们，就像传给他们一样。当希伯来书作者这样说的时候，好像说他把时光拉回去，好像说这个传给我们的福音，当时也一样传给了那些人。
But with this difference, he says, the message they heard was of no value to them. Why? Because...They did not share the faith of those who obeyed.
但是有一样不同，就是他们所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
So there seems to be the faith of those who obey, and then there's the so-called faith of those who don't obey.
有那顺从之人的信心，也有那不顺从之人所谓的信心。
Right? And the people who had the faith that was hollow and empty with no obligation to feel like they have to respond by obedience and with a life of service and good works, their faith was obviously of no real benefit.
我们知道说，如果不是在真实的相信顺服里面，那个突然的信心，那个空口的信心，对他们来说是没有价值的。
Because it was the so-called faith was not activated or infused with any kind of obedient response.
那个空口的信心乃是没有被激活的。
Right, and so it's just dead.
或者说就是死的。
Right, so like our ancestors before us, we're talking about a faith of those who it just seems they have no interest in obeying.
就好像说传给那些我们的先祖，但是他们没有。
And you, if you go through your life and your eyes are open, you will see there's a lot of people who profess to have faith, but maybe you're not so convinced that there's any kind of change in their life.
如果我们观察我们周围的生活，我们会看见有很多人宣称有信心，但是生活却没有改变。
If you talk with them, if you sit down and have a cup of coffee with them, you'll soon discover they have no intention of really wanting to obey what Jesus is telling them.
如果你跟他们坐下来喝一杯咖啡，你就会发现说，他们从来没有打算遵从我们的主。
So that's why Jesus said these unforgettable words. Read it with me. 凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊，主啊的人。 不能够进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。哇，yeah, a lot of people can say Lord, Lord, right?
很多人都可以说主啊，主啊。Yeah,
I mean, I know a lot of people, and I served 12 years in Taiwan. I heard a lot of prayer. Oh, 主啊，主啊。Okay, that's good. That's a good start. But I hope you go beyond just Lord, Lord.
我有很多的经历，我在台湾侍奉了12年，我听见很多的祷告说主啊主啊，但是这是很好，但是是不是就止于此而已？
Now you hear the word obedience, don't get scared, because God knows us, He knows our frame, and so no one is talking about perfect obedience to the will of God.
当我们听见顺从，我们心里不要害怕，因为主知道我们不完全。
We're just saying that there seems to be a group of people who have no intention, no desire to know or obey the will of God, and then there are others who are striving to respond in obedience and faith.
我只是说，我们有这样的差别，就是有的人他从来没有打算过顺从，还有一群人，他们乃是心里愿意。And
it's like Paul said, they're working out their salvation with fear and trembling. Do you know that verse from Philippians chapter 2, verse 13? They're struggling. That work, that saving work is within them, and they're trying imperfectly, but they're struggling, striving to work out their salvation with fear and trembling.
就像保罗所说，在腓立比那里说，更是顺服恐惧，做成得救的功夫。
Yeah, and we're going to look, sorry, we'll look at that verse in a minute, but beautiful. Yeah, I'm glad you gave it right there. That's helpful. I like the way it says it in the NIV, but it's God's work. It's within you, and it's a saving work, but we work it out.
我喜欢这个NIV翻译，它好像说救恩已经在我们里面了，但是你要把它行出来。
Yeah, and so, it's kind of like, how are we going to build our lives? Are we building it on trying to be faithfully responsive to it? Jesus said, if you do, then you're wise.
就好像我们怎样到我们自己的生活，如果我们是带着对主的信心来建造，我们是一个聪明人。Of
course, Jesus, once again, he's not talking about people who are perfectly doing this. He's just saying, no, your trajectory, the way you live your life, is even though you take two steps forward and one back, it's okay. Your trajectory is that you're trying to respond to this word faithfully.
我再一次说，这不是说要我们完全，甚至你可能往前走了两步，又往后退了一步，这都没有关系，因为我们朝的方向，我们是要往前的。Right,
and so that's relationship. You really have a relationship with God.
这就是我说这个与神的关系，这表明说你与神之间是有关系的。
Yeah, So you place yourself in environments as you go through life where you're hearing that word, and then in response, you try your best, oh Lord, help me to put this in practice.
当我们听见主的话的时候，我们心中就有这样的回应，主啊，来帮助我，让我能够来顺服你的话。
And fortunately, even though we know that the 12 disciples had a lot of shortcomings, we can say, actually, if we don't look too critically at them, if we take a step back and look at what happened after 3+ years, we see that the 12 were wise men.
我们可以看见，就从那十二个门徒，虽然他们有许多的缺点啊，但是如果我们退一步，不是用啊，只是用批评的眼光，我们就会看见。过了三年半，他们都有许多的长进。
Yeah, I probably should change it. Okay, the 11 were wise. Okay.
Yeah, 要准确一点说，应该是十一个门徒。
Right. And at the end of Jesus' training, what did he tell them?
当主耶稣的训练啊结束的时候
，You know this verse, but notice there's that word obedience again. Right.
这里再一次你会读到。顺服这个字，遵从。
Let's say it together. 你们要去，使万民
做
我的
门
徒，奉
父、
子、
圣灵
的名给他们施
洗。
凡
我
所吩咐你
们的，
都
教
训
他们
遵
守。
There it is, right? Yeah. So we don't just teach them. We're not here just to give them information.
我们不只是教导他们，不只是给他们一些信息。
Yeah. Right? If you're a Bible study leader or any kind of communicator or teacher or any kind of gifting like that, your job is not to just simply dispense information.
如果我们是带查经或者你是教师，我们的责任不只是给一些信息。
No, we strive all of our lives to try to teach in such a way that it results in obedience.
我们教导的目的乃是为了产生顺服。
So it starts at home. I'm a father. My kids are 23 now. They still live at home. I'm very happy about that. But I try to live my life and communicate this saving word in a way that will result eventually in more and more a response of obedience and faith.
就像我对自己的孩子，我孩子已经23岁了，还住在家里，这非常好。但是我所盼望的乃是对他产生真实的影响，我所教导他的能够在他身上。产生一个顺服的行动。
Yeah, so my challenge is that I pray and I try to live out, I try to practice this word that Jesus gives us.
我要对我的挑战就是我们要去努力实行主所给我们的话。
Right. Later we find Paul, and I'm almost done here with just a couple more, but we find in some of his letters that same theme here in his opening verses.To the churches at Rome. There were a bunch of house churches. Now we think there might be 8 or 9 house churches that he was writing to in Rome in the first century. And this is what he says.
我们读到说保罗当他写信给罗马的教会他起头的
He says, of course, who he is. I'm a servant of Christ Jesus because they'd never met Paul. This is one of those letters where they had never seen Paul yet in person. They just heard about him, right?
对他们从来没有见过保罗，所以保罗介绍自己是耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
So he introduces himself. I'm a servant of Christ Jesus. I'm called to be an apostle. I'm set apart. This is so powerful. I'm set apart for this message, for the gospel of God.
分召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
And then note what he says next. Through him, through Christ, we receive grace and apostleship.To call all the Gentiles to what? The obedience that comes from faith.
但到了第五节，保罗说：“我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。”
I just love that, right? Yeah, this gospel. So we're calling people not just to believe. We're calling them to actually recognize Jesus as Lord. They're not Lord. Jesus is King, not Caesar. And so he's calling you to follow him.
所以这里这个呼召乃是要我们行动，要跟从，要顺服。凯撒不是主，耶稣才是主。
The gospel of Christ calls us to believe, which means to trust and obey, like the old hymn.
福音乃是要我们相信，这信的意思就是信而顺服。
We see it also at the end of that same letter. We call it the book of Romans.
我们到了罗马书的结尾。
At the end of the letter, he says, now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message. Oh, look at this. This is so clear. This gospel is what? The message I proclaim about Jesus Messiah, right? Why, Paul? So that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith.
这奥秘如今显明出来。 并且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书，指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
Yeah. So not this thing about obedience and faith is not a work that somehow makes us eligible for salvation. You know, it's just the evidence that the saving work is present and active.
我们要注意，这不是在说我们靠着做工，或者说靠着顺服来赚得救恩，而是说。
So there's not a week that goes by that I don't think about this verse because it's so apropos to this message.
所以我最近没有一个礼拜不是在想这一个信息。
Let's read it in English. It's so powerful in English. My dear friends, read it with me. As you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now, much more in my absence. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose.
好，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是如今我不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当战惊恐惧，做成你们得救的功夫。 因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。If
it's real, we'll be working out what God has already savingly worked in us.
他的美意就是他要在我们继续这拯救的工作。And
I didn't say it quite right. My grammar was a little 我错了，我刚刚用的文法是不太对。 What I should say is God is savingly working that in me now. It's present. It's ongoing.
这是的工作，是正在进行的工作。
We work it out.
要把它行出来。
And if you have not in the habit of doing that, once you start, oh, it's wonderful. You just try to work out what He's working within you.
如果我们还没有这样的习惯，让它变成我们这样，让它来变成我们的习惯，把神正在我们里面所做的工作，把它行出来。
But if you find Paul kind of challenging, because he thinks deeply, theologically, then you can always come back to John. He just lays it out there pretty clearly.
如果你觉得保罗的神学太高深，对你挑战太大，那我们总是可以回到约翰。
And he says, whoever says, I know him, meaning I know God or I know Christ, but does not do what he commands is a liar. Whoa, John. And the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This, read this part with me. This is how we know we are in him.
Yeah. 从此我们知道我们是在主里面。Yeah, yeah.
We won't talk about that. So, like with Jesus, obedience is a response that we learn. We learn over time, right? We learn as we go through difficulties. We learn as we go through hardships. We learn as we go through loss.
就正如主自己也要从苦难当中来学顺服。我们的顺服是要学习的，从我们的环境当中，从我们的苦难当中。
So if Jesus learned it through suffering and hardship, it's probably going to take that for you and me as well.
如果连我们的主都不免要从苦难当中来学习，那我们更加需要经过如此。
So I leave you with this. What is your response when you hear a message like the one that I shared with you today?
所以我的挑战就是今天，我们所听见的信息，我们心。
I mean, it's a really practice in many churches because we hear and then we just we just go and do whatever.
这个在很多教会实行这个是很危险的，因为我们听见了，我们。
That's really 真的很糟糕。That kind of lifestyle. I don't care if you're from the east or from the west, if you speak English or another language, that doesn't matter. That's a foolhardy way to live. Just to hear and then don't do anything.
我知道说这个不只是东方，也不只是西方，也不管你说什么语言，都是同样的挑战。就是我们还是过自己的生活。
Yeah, it calls for our cooperation with God. He's faithful to give us the word. The question is, how are we responding to that word?
神的仆人啊，把神的话忠心的传人，那问是怎样的？
Jesus is praying for you. Do you recognize that? He's able to save completely those who come to God through him because he is interceding for you and I.
耶稣在为我们祷告，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
He's praying for us, and it says he's working in us.
他为我们祷告，他也在我们里面做工。
Yeah. And all of us need that. We're all in our own way rather weak and faltering at times, but the same one that began a good work in us will continue it. It just calls for our cooperation, our sincerity, our willingness to respond.
我们是软弱的，我们也会跌倒，但是那位我们的主已经为我们祷告，他劝我们，问题就是我们如何的回应他。
I wonder what it sounds like to hear when Jesus prays for us. What does that sound like?
你有没有想过当主称赞我们的时候，那听起来会是如何？
Sometimes I think that maybe it sounds a little bit like this. Father, help them humble themselves. Help them to serve. Help them work together. Help them keep the unity of the Spirit. Help them learn obedience, Father.
我在想象那祷告的时候，主怎样的为我们祷告，来帮助我们。帮助我们谦卑，帮助我们顺服，帮助我们遵行父的话语。
Yeah, yeah. What is your response today?
我们今天里面的回应是如何
？So I spend most of my time. These are my closing words. I spend a lot of my time trying to work with people who would like to talk about the Gospels.
这是我末了的话。我花很多时间跟那些愿意传福音的人来交通。
And so I will sit down with them and I'll say, let's talk about this. Maybe it's anywhere from 4 to 10 verses. And we'll look at a pericope, that's like a paragraph in the Gospels. And we'll read it, we'll talk about it. And at the end, I will ask them, well, how does God want us to respond to this word from Jesus?
一起读几节圣经，四到六节的圣经。到末了的时候，我会问说，人希望我们怎样来回应这些话。
And I will, from the very first meeting that I have with them, usually I meet with them every week, I will challenge them to formulate an I will statement. It represents your response to Jesus' word.
我通常每周都会和他们会面，我从一开始就会鼓励他们来建立一个模式，是一个我愿意的模式来回应神。
But you don't have to just have a group of 2, 3, or 4 in a coffee shop to do that. You can do that every day of your life as God continues to speak to you and I.
你可能是两三个人在咖啡馆里面，但你也可以是每天在你的生活当中。
This is what it might sound like to have an I will statement.
这里有一个模式，就是我愿意。
By God's help, I working out my salvation by obeying, both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
借着神的帮助，我在这里承诺，神，我确认说，神拯救的工作是在我里面工作。然后也是借着顺服耶稣，承认说他是在我里面工作，来做成他的心，出他的旨意和他的美意。
That's my I will statement.
这是一个我愿意的宣告。
What is yours?
你的宣告是如何呢？